Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Madison Lane here, coming at you live with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Now, let's be real, who here hasn't felt the pressure to be perfect? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and everyone seems to have it all figured out. Their lives are picture perfect, their relationships are flawless, and they radiate this aura of effortless coolness. It can make you feel like you're falling short, right? Like you need to constantly strive for some unattainable ideal. Well, guess what? That's a complete myth. The truth is, embracing imperfection and authenticity in your relationships is the key to true connection and happiness. It's about ditching the facade and showing up as your messy, wonderful self, flaws and all. It's time we talked about letting go of that pressure to be perfect and lean into the beautiful chaos of being human. Here are five things you need to remember when it comes to embracing imperfection and authenticity in your relationships. First off, stop comparing yourself to others. It's a recipe for unhappiness. Remember, everyone has their own unique journey, struggles, and triumphs. Comparing yourself to someone else's highlight reel is like judging an entire book by its cover. You're missing the whole story. Instead of focusing on what you lack, appreciate your own strengths and celebrate the things that make you special. Next up, vulnerability is your superpower. Being truly authentic means letting people see your real self, the good, the bad, and the messy in between. It takes courage to open up and share your fears, insecurities, and dreams with someone else. But trust me, when you do, you create a deeper connection that's built on trust and mutual understanding. Ever felt like you were holding back parts of yourself in a relationship? That's the fear of talking. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness, it means the strength to be real and connect on a human level. Thirdly, communication is key. It's not just about talking, but truly listening to understand what the other person is saying. Be open to hearing different perspectives, even if they differ from your own. And don't be afraid to express your needs and feelings honestly and respectfully. Remember, healthy relationships are built on a foundation of clear, open communication. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. It's not always easy, but it's essential for growth and healing. Holding onto grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgiving someone doesn't mean condoning their actions, it means releasing yourself from the bitterness and pain that's holding you back. And lastly, remember that relationships are a two-way street. Both parties need to put in the effort to nurture and grow the connection. Be present, show your love and appreciation, and be willing to compromise. Relationships require work, but the rewards are immeasurable. So let's say you're in a relationship where you feel pressured to always be on. You put on a facade, hide your insecurities, and avoid being truly vulnerable because you fear judgment. That constant pressure to maintain an image can lead to exhaustion and resentment, right? It's like walking on eggshells all the time, never letting your guard down. Now imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and instead of putting on a show, you let go of that facade. You share your anxieties about work. Admit that you had a rough day and laugh genuinely at their jokes, even the cheesy ones. You allow yourself to be seen, flaws and all. The result? A deeper connection, a stronger bond, and a sense of liberation. That's the beauty of embracing imperfection and authenticity. It's about showing up as your true self without the masks and pretenses. It's about creating relationships that are built on trust, vulnerability, and genuine connection. So remember to be kind to yourselves, friends. Embrace the messiness, celebrate your individuality, and never stop striving for those authentic connections that truly matter. Remember, you are perfect just the way you are. Now go out there and shine your light. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. And if you enjoyed it, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another dose of the stoic way. Keep it real, keep it authentic, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.